With us today is Lara Lee Crump, and she's been the face of the campaign lately, and I welcome her this Memorial Day weekend. And Lara Crump, what are you doing this Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, this is, I think it's a weekend where we oftentimes will have a barbecue, grill out, hang out with our friends, open up the pools for the first time, but obviously we should always take a moment to remember the reason that we celebrate this Memorial Day, and it is, of course, to recognize the sacrifices of our great service members, who without whom we would not have a country and we wouldn't be here. And so it is a special time. You know, we have a situation where we live in Florida most of the time, but I just brought my kids up to New York for the summer for 2 months, and so we're enjoying ourselves and getting settled in.
Well, and New York, look, I've lived in New York all my life, and New York is a special kind of town, and my biggest fear is we're losing New York. 484,000 people have moved out of New York in the last 12 months, and that is scary.
It is. It is. And, you know, you look at what's happened to New York, you look at what's happened to California. They've lost congressional seats because, to your point, so many people have left these states. Guess where they have gained the congressional seats? In places like Florida, where I live most of the time. And there's a reason for that. And, you know, I think whenever you compare the way these states are run, it's pretty obvious that it is a better lifestyle, a safer lifestyle, and quite frankly, a cheaper lifestyle for people to live in states like Florida versus New York. New York is very expensive. New York at this time, New York City is a very scary place, I think, for a lot of people. When you see the crime running rampant, when it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight to it, you have an influx of migrants coming to the city, taking over hotels and kicking veterans out of their own hotel rooms. It's kind of crazy right now to see what has happened. But, you know, unfortunately, I think it's obvious as to why people are leaving. We need different leadership in states like New York. You know, it's a shame that in the 2022 midterm elections, Lee Zeldin wasn't more successful and couldn't have become ultimately the governor of the state. He got very close. And I think it's just a shame because it is a very special place. It's a place I lived for 15 years. But you know what? I think you're right. Unfortunately, we're seeing it change and not for the better. And I don't see really the trajectory turning at any point in the near future.
November of 22, everybody expected a red wave, and mm-hmm. It didn't happen. And it seems like the Democrats are outsmarting the Republicans. And some of the U.S. senators I was with the other night said, well, how's that? Well, first of all, on the abortion issue, you know, my wife, Margot, is right of Attila the Hun. She's from Iowa. And she is very sensitive to the abortion issue. Why do Republicans make it such a big issue instead of when I ran for mayor, I said it's up to the woman. It's up to her doctor. It's up to her family.
Well, yeah, and at this point, look, we had the Supreme Court decide that it should go back to the states, that it should be up to the people of the country in each state to vote on what they feel is the best way forward on abortion. But you're right, I think it is a very tough issue. It's an issue that you know, don't kid yourself, the Democrats know that it's a very hard issue, and they try to exacerbate it, and they try to bring it up at every possible turn because they know that it is very divisive, and they know that for a lot of people, it might turn them away from the Republican Party, the harsh stance that that a lot of Republicans take on it. But you know what? Aside of that, back to your point about them outsmarting us, you're right. They have outsmarted us in the way that they campaign and the way that they operate during elections. We have made so many mistakes as Republicans, the first of which is thinking that everything is operating above board, and therefore, we're going to be above all the fray. Don't make any mistake about it. The Democrats are down in the mud. They're down in the dirt. They're doing the dirty work and dirty business. And if we are not playing the same game and using every legal avenue possible, we are going to lose. We have to be going out there and telling people, you need to vote early. vote early and then get other people out to vote. That's what the Democrats do. We have to be ballot harvesting all across this country wherever it is legal. Go to the NRA meetings, go to elderly care homes, go to churches, go everywhere you can find Republicans and get them to vote and take their votes directly and turn them in where we can do it legally. We've got to start playing the game smarter, and we have to do it better than the Democrats, because they've exposed our weakness in this space. They have exposed how poorly we have done it. And unless we change the way we operate as a party, we will lose, no matter how bad their candidates are. I mean, my gosh, look at Joe Biden and look at the fact he campaigned out of a basement and can barely string two sentences together. And there he sits as the president of the United States.
President Trump had 40,000 visitors on the average stopover. He had Biden, President Biden now had 12. And right. Everybody was laughing, but actually he was hiding.
Yep. And that's exactly right. I mean, that's why I think so many people look back at 2020 and they say something doesn't feel right about this election. You had the 12 people, John, in hula hoops looking at Joe Biden every now and again up on a stage whenever they would drag him out. Donald Trump is holding 3, 4, 5 rallies a day with tens of thousands of people at them. But I think that the message has been received.
Lara, I have one more. I got one more for you. The 7 U.S. senators, the 8 U.S. senators we had last month didn't realize it. When President Biden got up and says, I'm going to allow $10,000 to come off your debt on college loans.
Oh.
Okay, now let me tell you what happened. People don't realize it. 26 million applications were filed.
Wow.
How do you think those college kids voted for? For their $10,000 in their pocket? Or they voted the right way to keep America safe?
I think I know how the college kids are voting if they're getting
$10,000. How do you think they voted?
They all know.
You know, how many colleges are there in Arizona? How do you think they voted in Arizona?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right. Take the message back.
Yeah. There's so much that they have done that I mean, really is not above board, that really shouldn't be allowed in this country. But it is why we have to start changing the way we play this game as a party. And we have to start calling them out and exposing them because, you know,
even Nancy Pelosi told Biden, President Biden, that you can't do that. But nobody cared.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Last week, we had a lunch with a professor, a doctor, Epstein. Mm-hmm. And it was hosted by Nina Rosenwald. Miranda Devine wrote a story about it. And he says that even Google is playing games on the websites.
And I'm sure they are.
It's influencing X amount of votes. And mm-hmm. if you look at the tallies at the end of 22, at the end, you see that an influence of 100,000 votes can make all the difference in the world.
It is across the board. It really is incredible to see the way the Democrats have infiltrated almost every system we have here in America, the way they control the mainstream media, the way they control big tech, social media, Hollywood, anywhere that can influence people, it seems they have a stranglehold on. And that is why it's very challenging. That's why, John, it doesn't matter that the policies of the Republican Party are so far superior to anything the Democrats have to offer. They're telling people, if you vote for us, we'll give you $10,000 off your student loan. They're telling people, if you vote for us, then you're not a bad person. If you vote for Republicans, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're this, that, and the other. Their messaging and the way they have infiltrated our youth and our society as a whole, truthfully, has really been so much better than the Republicans. And that's another thing we have to do so much better on. You know, people under the age of 21, the majority of them are getting their information, guess where? From TikTok. So we've got to get going, though, as a party. We've got to get our messaging out there so people start to understand, because we cannot continue down this path. We will not have a country left sooner rather than later. And so many of us can see it, but we've got to wake people up and make sure they all see it as well.
Lara, in 2024, our country depends on our country going in the right direction. Otherwise, we turn into a Venezuela. And
right.
And it's not, I think in 2024, the message has to be to every American, it's not about Democrats and Republicans, it's about America is at stake.
That's great. But I think you're hired. Do you want a job on the campaign, John? Because we could use a little bit of that whenever we are talking to the American people. We need to
I don't get paid more than a cup of coffee.
Well, you're hired. I love it. You're right, though. It really is a dire situation. And I think every 4 years we hear the same thing. We hear people say, this is the most important election of our lifetime. This is the most important election. But I think people feel it right now. I think they feel it is different. I think they feel the stakes are higher. I think they feel that, like you said, it's not about Republican versus Democrat. There is so much that really is good versus evil. There really is so much that is America versus the downfall of our country. And that is really what is at stake. Most people in America have never traveled outside of our borders. Most people don't realize how lucky we truly are to live in the greatest country on earth. We've got to remind people of that. That is our job as we head towards November 5th of 2024. And I sure hope we wake a lot of people up.
Lara Trump, that's the message. And thank you for coming on this Sunday morning, Memorial Day weekend. And God bless you. God bless your entire family. And I'm always there for you.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Take care. Enjoy the weekend.
You too.